If the patients progress on these strategies or if they present with higher risk MDS, then the first choice of therapy should be a hypomethylating agent like azacitidine because it has demonstrated the survival advantage.
And is that generally what you start with?
At our institution, we have championed the decitabine, but the randomized study from Europe, the ORTC trial, which has not yet been published, did not show a survival benefit. And I think it was related to the fact that they did not push the decitabine for indefinitely like was done with the azacitidine. So with the azacitidine, the median number of courses given was 9. With the decitabine, it was 3 to 4. And I think that's partly why decitabine did not show the survival benefit. So for the community practice, I think now there is a drug, azacitidine, where a randomized study has shown a survival advantage. So I think azacitidine would be the preferred drug until more data clarify the survival difference with decitabine. Now, also, in the patients who are high risk, I think we should consider the allogeneic transplant. And one of the issues is, well, if we know that allogeneic transplast results are best when the blast percent are low, how do we induce them in remission? So it's like a catch-22. You have to wait till they progress, but once they progress, the transplant results are not as good. And this is where, in the past, we used to use intensive chemotherapy to get them to a remission, but today we can use the hypomethylating agents, which are easy to give, and produce suppression of the blasts and may improve the outcome of the allogeneic transplant.
What about hairy cell leukemia?
Hairy cell leukemia is a disease which is highly curable. The cure rate now is 90%. Most of the oncologists use chlorodeoxide adenosine. The approved schedule is a 7-day continuous infusion, but in the community practice, now most of the people use a 2-hour daily infusion for 5 days. So the typical schedule of CDA is 5.6 milligram per meter square IV over 1 to 2 hours daily for 5 days. Some oncologists like to repeat the course, but I think one course will give you durable remissions in most of the patients. We have now data combining CDA with Rituxan that shows a much higher incidence of earlier responses, including complete molecular responses. So I think maybe in the future, the combination of CDA and Rituxan will be a better standard of care.